Hello, neighbor. You're tuned in to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. This week, we're continuing our look through the book of Revelation as we continue our study through God's precious word. Here's Pastor Walt Lanier taking the Bible as it is to people as they are.
After the catching away the saints, when Jesus come for his saints, there's something that's going to take place, and a lot of people will believe it's the signing in Daniel chapter number 9 of that Antichrist with Israel. But before those two events, there's going to be a short period of time we read about in Ezekiel 38-39. It's the Battle of Gog and Magog. We talked about that a while back, but just to give you a timeline when we're on Revelation chapter number 15. Jesus has come, the translation, we are in heaven. About that time, the Battle of Gog and Magog will take place. I do not believe we're going to be here on this earth. Again, this is my opinion. And again, you know how I define opinions. Opinions are like armpits. Everybody's got two and they both stink. So this is my opinion, okay, that after the translation of saints, very shortly will be the Battle of Gog and Magog, not the one in the Revelation, Book of Revelation, but the one in Ezekiel. They're two different battles, completely different battles. It's going to take place in 1/6 of the army. It's like a puppy, but dog with his tail tucked between his legs. They go back to the north. Russia, I won't get into all that. You hear all the time now about Russia. Do you know Russia this past week fired a missile at Israel? Did y'all know about that? Israel, it's interesting. Russia, anyway, I'm going to stay on my thing. Okay. Battle of Gog and Magog takes place in Ezekiel. They go back up north. That's when I believe Daniel 70th week takes place. The Antichrist, who we don't know who he is. If Jesus had come today, that means the Antichrist is somewhere alive and well. I don't know who he is. But if Jesus had come today, he has to be here somewhere. Okay? That the Antichrist will sign that covenant that with Israel. We call it Daniel 70th week. In the book of Revelation, it's those 7 years. It's the 3.5 years. The abomination and desolation, another 3.5 years. Or it's classified as 1,260 days. 1,260 days, time, times, and half times. It's designated, you know, 42 months, 42 months, different time. But it's all referring to the same thing, Daniel's 70th week. He signs that covenant. That's when the tribulation begins, not during the translation of the saints, not during the rapture, not the Battle of Gog and Magog, but God's timetable begins at the signing of that agreement. Daniel chapter 9 talks about that. As a matter of fact, that's for Israel. It's so clear. It's determined upon thy people, O Daniel. Who is thy people? The Jewish people. And upon thy holy city. What is thy holy city? It's Jerusalem. So it said time and time again that the tribulation period is a time of preparation for the Jewish people to welcome in the king, the millennium. Because we believe there's going to be a millennial reign of Christ. So that seven-year reign or seven-year tribulation period is focused on Israel. Now, the whole world's going to be affected by it. There's no doubt about it. You know, all the plagues, we'll be talking about that, and we already looked at the seven seals and the trumpets. You know, now we're going, next week we'll get into the bowls or the vials of wrath. And you think the first 3.5 years were something. Boy, as the old baby, you ain't seen nothing yet. I'm just glad we ain't going to be here. Okay, so 3.5 years into the tribulation period, the abomination of desolation takes place, where Antichrist enters into the holy place. Remember, we looked at that, where he received that deadly wound and he went into the temple. He declared himself to be God. And that's when Jesus is talking about in Matthew 24. When you see that take place, pray that your journey is not on the Sabbath. Who's he speaking to? The Jewish people. Okay, by the way, we don't worship on the Sabbath. I know we worship on the Lord's Day. The Sabbath has and always will be the seventh day. You know, you rested. And is this boring to y'all?
No.
Okay, all right. So we worship on the first day of the week. We do not worship on the Sabbath. Okay, so at the end of the tribulation period, is the last 3.5 years, the Antichrist will come, and we looked at it last week, the Battle of Armageddon. A stretch of about 180 miles, maybe 200 miles, depending on how you look at the measurement of the furlongs, but it's quite all the way from Megiddo down to Basra. And remember, we talked about when we looked at Matthew 24, when he said, head to the mountains, basically Jesus said, when you see these things take place, pray that your flight not be in winter, pray it's not on the Sabbath. Pray that, well, for those moms who are feeding their babies, it's going to be a tough time. But you need to leave now. Some of them, many of them are going to head to Bozrah. Again, I won't get into all that. And God's going to supernaturally protect them for 3.5 years. We looked at it where the Antichrist tried to get them and God protected them. And he was madder than a wet hen, whatever that means. I grew up, these people, do y'all have that language in Arkansas? Wet hen? Okay. And he couldn't get to those folk that God had protected. And I ain't talking about the 144,000. These are different folk, okay? They're hid. Antichrist can't. So he turns his attention back to Jerusalem, back to the people back there. So for the next 3.5 years, man, he's not only a worldwide leader, and we looked about the false prophet and the one world religion and one world, all of that takes place. At the end of the tribulation period, he gathers his vast army up and he comes toward Jerusalem. And Jesus always comes right on time, right on time. He came and in the last verse we read was verse number 20 of Revelation 14. And the winepress was trodden without the city. The city is Jerusalem, and I take this very literally. And blood came out of the winepress, even up to the horse's bridle, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. I mentioned this last week. I take this very literally. A lot of good men think this is like lava, you know. It's blood. Matter of fact, that's the word for it in the Greek, and I ain't a Greek fella, but it's that word for blood of man, of men and animals. Matter of fact, we're going to read in Revelation 19 where they call the supper of the great gods. Remember we looked at that? Where he says, come and eat of the flesh of the fowl, of the horses and of the princes in Revelation 19. So all the buzzards, so to speak, and all the carrier, the birds who would eat flesh, they would devour, they'd have them quite a meal. It's called the supper of the great God. And I mentioned last week, at that supper, you will either be eating the marriage supper lamb, or you will be eaten. Kind of a play on words. But anyway, I believe it's a literal. It's not lava. You're going pretty hard for birds beating things burned up in the lava. Are y'all following? This is yes, this is no. Don't mean you have to agree with me, but again, I want you to, I take this very literally. It's going to be a bloodbath like the world has never seen, okay? And then we get to chapter number 15. Verse number 20 was at the end of the tribulation period. Back in, and I told you as we begin our studies, it's like waves as we go through the book of Revelation. There's sometimes he's looking toward the end of the tribulation period, even into the millennium, and then he'll come back. So we're coming back here in Revelation chapter number 15, and he's back in the middle of the week, in the end of the in the middle of the tribulation period, in verse number 1 of chapter 15. And I saw another sign in heaven, and great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, and we'll get into that next week. For in them is filled up the wrath of God. Now let me stop right there. We looked last week about in verse number 10 of Revelation chapter number 14. It talks about where they shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture, and the cup of his indignation. Literally means it's undiluted. Right now, God's judgment is tempered with grace and mercy. Hallelujah for grace and mercy. But during the tribulation time, especially the second half now, is what he talks about in verse 10 of chapter 14, without mixture. It's to the, and he talks about here in verse number 1, where he says, it's filled up with the wrath of God. It's no longer restrained, his wrath. It's no longer restrained, and this cup is full and overflowing. His wrath is going to be completely poured out on mankind here in the tribulation period.
You've been listening to the Westwood Gospel Time with Pastor Walt Lanier of the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church in Winter Haven, Florida. Tune in next time as we continue our study through God's precious Word. And come visit us this Saturday, July 2nd, at the Westwood Missionary Baptist Church to hear the Mark Trammell Quartet live in concert. That's July 2nd, this Saturday, at 6 p.m. Mark Trammell Quartet is going to bless us with some wonderful gospel music, and we hope to see you there. Well, from now until tomorrow, may God bless you richly, is our prayer.